blessings, the Beatitudes. Really, what the Sermon on the Mount is, they're life lessons for us. And life lessons sometimes can be quite difficult. I have a couple of children who, as they learn life lessons, it is very difficult on them and very painful. The youngest one especially is learning a very tough life lesson right now. But it's better to learn a life lesson when you're 21 than when you're 90, although we continue to learn those life lessons. His life lesson is he kind of forgot to study. And it's because he forgot to study, that means that this semester he is not playing on the soccer team. And because he's not playing on the soccer team, his life is a little bit out of sorts. And his life is a little bit out of sorts because he doesn't know where he fits. Life lessons are tough lessons. The Beatitudes teach us life lessons. Sometimes we think that the Beatitudes are, maybe we try so hard to do them, to follow them, to be them, that we forget that we don't have to do that. God has blessed us. And the life lessons and the lessons that we learn from God fill us and help us to grow and to be faithful disciples in Jesus' name. You see, because Jesus tells us that we are loved and blessed, no matter what. Okay, so Andy's having a rough time right now. But he knows that he is loved and blessed by God. That's something that we all need to know. Because the grace and the love of God comes first. And that's wonderful news. That the grace and the love of God come first. As we sit and look at the candles, the saints who have gone before us, yes, tears come. But the thing that we need to remember is that the love and grace of God filled them and fills us. The laughter, the tears, they're all part of the blessings that God gives us. Learning and being. Life lessons. You know, Andy's going to be, you're going to have to help me here because you're not allowed to now go and tell Andy that I told you the story of why he's not playing soccer. They know I tell stories about them. They know that. And I did it when they were sitting in front of me when they were in growing up. But the life lessons now are getting harder. And yeah, it's a tough life lesson to be moved from the home that you've known for 15 years and then to have your mom stand up in front and tell, you know, the whole new congregation. So your job is not to go and say, oh, you're not playing soccer. Just love him when he comes home because that's what he needs. And those are life lessons as well. The blessings that God gives us. Blessed, you can look at each one of those Beatitudes. Each one of them are something for each one of us at different times in our life, at different times in each day. So today, let's celebrate. Let's celebrate the saints who have gone before us, even with the tears. Let's celebrate the blessings of a great chicken noodle supper, of working together in fellowship, of song and silence, of cool, crisp autumn days. And be thankful that we don't have snow right now, as there are places now that do today. I know, that's a bad word, that S word.
Yeah.
But God surrounds us. And the blessings that we have, you can name them. Name some blessings. Name some blessings. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Oh, there's more. Keep going. Keep going. There's many. Shout them out. There's many. Keep going. Yeah, free. Yeah. It's a blessing. What? Mommy, yes. Yes, keep going. Come on, blessings. So far, you're doing really well. Come on, there's many blessings. Keep naming them. Yeah. Keep going, come on. The right to vote, yes, keep going. See, blessings, blessings. Lots of them. Blessings fill us. Blessed are each one of us. Blessed is God's arms around us. Blessings are the saints who have gone before. Blessings are my mom, who died way too soon, but continues to, I know, I have that voice in my head that I know that she continues to teach and be with us, as all of your loved ones and saints who have gone before. May we share the blessings that God gives us. May we stand tall and shout the blessings from the rooftops. And may we know without a doubt that God has blessed us immensely. Thanks be to God. Amen.